Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's feeling like late fall here across North Texas this morning and for the next several days. Plus, rain chances increase tomorrow and then again Friday through most of the weekend. So go ahead and throw your umbrella in your vehicle. You'll need it off and on through the period. Good morning, my friends and followers. Welcome to Tuesday. It's a very chilly start this morning as temperatures have fallen into the low to mid-30s. Some areas have dipped slightly below freezing. But plenty of sunshine today will warm things up nicely to near 60 as wind will blow light from the south. Things start to change, though, overnight tonight as clouds increase rapidly from the southwest. A disturbance will ride in from the southwest during the day, producing scattered showers for most of you. Areas to the northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth area will see much less rain than areas south and east. Rainfall totals, though, will be less than a tenth of an inch at DFW. Wish we could get more, but it's coming. Slightly heavier totals will remain to our east. Afternoon highs will reach the mid to upper 50s. Cold front will slide into the area late tomorrow evening, clearing things out briefly for Thursday. It'll be a nice day, but breezy with highs in the mid to upper 50s. But our next disturbance rapidly approaching from the southwest, coming out of northern Mexico late Thursday through the weekend. Waves of rain will move in from the southwest Friday through Sunday, but the best chance of rain here in North Texas will be the second half of Friday into Saturday. The last wave will move through on Sunday, but as of now, it looks like the more widespread precipitation will be just south and east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're still talking about day six here, so I'll be tweaking the coverage and precip amounts through the rest of this week. Afternoon highs Friday and Saturday, get this, we'll have a hard time reaching 50 degrees. We'll be back in the low 60s, though, by Sunday. Quick warm-up will arrive Monday with afternoon highs in the low 70s. Yep, but our next weather change rapidly approaching on Tuesday as a strong cold front blows through. More about that as we get closer. Have a great day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.